This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, leaders of both NDA and INDIA bloc are addressing election meetings in those areas where the first phase of polling is to be held. While addressing election rally at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and union minister Annapurna Devi alleged that people of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of Hemant Soren-led government in the state. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Kalpana Soren held a public meeting at Khuti. Accusing BJP, she said a number of developments projects have been completed during the Hemant Soren government's tenure. Leaders of the Congress, RJD, AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. Jharkhand Assembly elections will be held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. The External Affairs Ministry today said that the India-United States partnership is multifaceted and special. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to President-elect Donald Trump and conveyed to him that India is looking forward to further strengthening the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership. On cancellation of some of the scheduled consular camps in Toronto, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said these camps have been cancelled as they did not get adequate security or security assurance from the Canadian government. He said these consular camps are conducted at the request of the Indian community organizations and are organized as per the comfort of the community organization. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government will soon bring a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism. Inaugurating two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. Mr. Shah said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. The Supreme Court today held that recruitment rules for appointments in government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. A five-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud held that rules of the game once set before the start of recruitment process cannot be tinkered with midway. The bench also said that the selection rules should not be arbitrary and be in accordance with Article 14 of the Constitution. The Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has doubled penalties against stubble burning. The government notified the new rules under the Commission of Air Quality Management in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas. Imposition, collection and utilization of environmental compensation for stubble burning, Amendment Rules 2024 yesterday. As per the new rules, farmers with less than 2 acres of land holding will have to pay 5,000 rupees now, which was earlier 2,500 rupees. Giving a boost to mutual relations between India and Bhutan, Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurated the Daranga immigration checkpost in the presence of Bhutan's Prime Minister Leonchen Dasho Sering Tobge in Tamulpur district today. Speaking on the occasion, the governor hailed the inauguration as historic, terming it the emergence of mutual friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan, with Assam being the centre of all activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the nation on the third day of the Chhath festival today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Chhath Sandhya Argya festival is a symbol of simplicity, restraint, determination and dedication. The four-day festival of Chhath has been celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in different parts of the country. On the third day today, devotees who have started the 36-hour fast paid oblations to the setting sun this evening. The festival will conclude after paying offerings to the rising sun tomorrow morning. The Indian Railways is to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate travel of passengers returning to the destinations after celebrating various festivals. The Railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. President Draupadi Murmu will address the Vigilance Awareness Week function of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi tomorrow. This year, the week was observed from the 28th of October to the 3rd of November with the theme Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. In badminton, Indians Kiran George has advanced to the quarterfinal of the Korea Masters Tournament in Iksan City. And that is the end of this news bulletin.